What I'd like to do now is play a piece. It's a fairly well-known piece. And I want you to tell me what the meter is. Okay? I'll let it play for a minute or so, so you'll have time to figure it out. And then let's see what happens. Come back and play it once or twice more, but anybody? Any ideas? Okay. I think I hear someone said triple simple. Okay. Did everyone get that? Is there any other possibility? Someone seems to be shaking their head. Okay. Duple? How many heard duple? Okay. All right. Whoops. Wait a minute. Let's see. How many heard some form of duple? Okay. How many heard duple simple? How many heard duple compound? Okay. How many heard triple simple? Okay. Did anyone hear triple compound? Okay. Well, we have quite a variety of possibilities here. We've sort of covered the matrix. Now, why don't I play it again? You may end up with the same answer, but that's okay. I'm seeing a variety of beats. Okay. How many heard triple? Okay. Everyone that heard triple, show me what the beat is. Okay. That was a little more consistent. Now, I'll tell you a secret. This can be interpreted more than one way. That doesn't, however, mean every answer is correct. Because whether you hear triple or simple or duple, let's start with that, and then we'll get to the simple and compound, depends on what the beat is. If you, in other words, is if there's a background going on, dum da 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 dum da 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 dum da 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 dee da 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 dum da 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 dum da 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 dum da 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 dee. If you heard this as the beat, dum da 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 dum da 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 dee da 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 dum da 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 dum, that's duple. If you heard this as the beat, dum da 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 dum da 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 dee da 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 dum da 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 dum da 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 dum, it should be triple. So if you heard the faster beat and called it duple, you were right. If you heard the faster beat and called it triple, then you weren't right. If you heard the slower beat and called it triple, you were right. If you heard the slower beat and called it duple, I'm back on all the possibilities here, you were not right. Okay? Well, let's go through the let's go through the simple and compound, then I'll tell you. Okay, I'll tell you how. This is Ravel's Bolero, and I'll tell you how Ravel notated it, which is a good clue in just a minute. If you called it duple and correctly called it duple, it should be compound. Dum da 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 dum da 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 dum da 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 dee da 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 one and da one and da dum. Da, 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 one and the two and the one and the, see how it's going? Now, see if I can chart this, make it look like this. What we have here, okay, now these are, I'll make these longer if you can see this. Okay. Yeah. So this would be 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. Dum, da 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 dum, da 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 dum, da 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 dum, etc. That's duple compound. Now, if you heard the slower beat, what you were hearing is 1, 2, 3, 1. And what other people hear as the basic beat, you are hearing as the basic division of the beat. And since this is 1, 2, you are hearing 1, 1, and 2, and 3, and. Am I losing anyone at this point? Okay. Now, okay, let me play it one more time, and I'm going to count out what's going on here, the different possibilities. The fact is, and the reason I played this, is not to confuse you, but to point out that this whole question of meter is dependent on beat, and that's dependent on how you hear something. That's really what it's all about, is how something is heard. And here, once again. Thing I was counting there is actually the way Ravel wrote it. He wrote it, I think, in 3-4, if you're familiar with notation. But this business about the fact that it's notated a certain way does not necessarily mean that that's what the beat is. If you go back, I'm not going to back the tape up, but if you remember that triple compound example was quite slow. You could have heard each one of the units within the larger beat as a single beat, and it would have been entirely accurate, and it would have been accurate in terms of the way Beethoven notated it. That was a movement from a Beethoven string quartet, Opus 18, number 1. Because there is a certain amount of ambiguity in notation, and it depends on the speed. For instance, if I take something notated in triple meter, and let's call it 3-4, if you're familiar with notation, you know what I mean, and I start counting the beats, and then I speed the tempo up, you're going to reach a point where you no longer feel each individual beat as a beat. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So you begin to move your focus to something else. So that's why I say all of these things are really dependent on how you hear them. Now again, go back to the Ravel. There's no way that you can hear a triple compound in that, or it really doesn't work to hear a duple simple, because it just doesn't fit the possible patterns. But there is a certain amount of flexibility that way. Am I losing you? I'm not giving you license to do anything in terms of a beat, but I am saying that there's often not one absolute correct answer. I'm going to move to another, in a sense, another level of organization of beats, and I'd like you to listen to this example and tell me what you think is going on here. Don't worry too much about, and I'll preface this by saying, don't worry too much about simple and compound, but just worry about counting the numbers out. Okay. Has anybody figured it out at this point? Is that? All right, I think I heard someone give the correct answer up here. This is not a talk show. I'm not going to put a microphone in, in front of you or anything. But I think I did hear it. Someone said it sounds like 1, 2, 3, 4. How many felt that or sensed that that's exactly what's happening? So we have another factor here, 4 rather than 2. And that's I stopped it because I want to play it again a little bit after we've talked about it a little. Quadruple, which would be 4, is nothing more than 2 twos put together. You can hear, you might have heard, how many heard 2? 1, 2, 1, 2. Did anybody hear it that way? Yeah, or if you heard it as a slower beat, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. That comes out to, or 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and. That also comes out to 4. But we do have a factor here of essentially a 4, which could be heard as a 2 or could be heard as a 1 and 2 and. There's a number of possibilities. That's the beat. So, 4, this is actually something basically in 4, which is very, very common, and it's nothing more than 2 times 2. That's why I say all meter is pretty much reducible to 2s and 3s, because anything else is just some sort of compound of it. This is going to be something not quite as similar, but it is something where you deal with a compound of these factors of 2s and 3s. And here we're moving a little bit into the 20th century in a different idiom, but the same principles apply. See if you can figure out what's going on here. Figure it out, then I'm going to stop it, and then I'm going to ask you what it is, and we'll listen again. So try and figure it out. Okay. Someone on this side, what is it? Anybody want to venture a guess? You're giving it away. The title gives it away. But what's the meter? Okay.
It sounds to me like a triple and duple.
How many heard that? Triple and duple. That's exactly what was going on. In other words, the overall meter is really 5, right? And the title of the piece is Take 5, by the way. That's what but you can have these irregular combinations like that, but a 5 is not a, is again, you can reduce it to 3 and 2. That's exactly what's going on. When you have something overall like that, you'll hear it as 3 and 2 or 2 and 3, whichever. Listen once again. Mm-hmm. I was just noticing when I was counting earlier, I was having trouble hearing it. And when I'm standing back here and start talking into this microphone, it, I guess the whatever it is, the acoustics block out the sound. That's why I was moving over in front so I could at least hear what I was counting. Could you hear it? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, I've got another Dave Brubeck one for you here. See if you can get this one. Figure that one out. I'm hearing the right answer all over the place, said in different ways, but it's all right. Someone over here said seven, and then I heard something about twos and threes over here. It's the whole thing comes to a total of seven. And in this case, it's 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Now, the trick here is, if you start patting your foot, it's mpa, 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 mpa. Don't take what this thing where you hear the bass note as the beat, because if you do, try and dance to that. You're gonna fall over on every third beat if you do, because it's not regular. That's one of the keys of the beat, is that it should be regular. If it's not regular, then you have to move to a level where something is regular and steady, and it's that faster unit that's steady. So you can count it either 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Probably 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3 is easier to count.